Call Weekend Breakfast now on
011-883-0702.
Yeah, keep those calls coming in, 011-883-0702. WhatsApp's on 072-702-1702. Didn't get a chance to social media this morning, you know, Facebook and Twitter, but still stay with us in conversation. Looking forward to hearing from you. Up next, a segment that I think is extremely important, one that I'm looking forward to, and that is, of course, the small business check-in. And this morning, we're speaking to the founder of the Sneaker Shack, and that is Lolo Ndlovu. Good morning to you, Lolo, and thank you for joining us this morning on Weekend Breakfast this Saturday.
Good morning, Joshua. Thank you for having me, and good morning to your listeners.
Awesome stuff. So, listen, for me, sneakers are functional, they're comfortable, much to my wife's dismay, things that I wear to absolute ruin. But now you're telling me that there's this thing called sneaker culture. What is sneaker culture?
Yes, absolutely. Sneakers are very functional things, you know. So I think when we talk about the sneaker culture, what we're really talking about is this rising of this idea that, you know, sneakers stand for something more than just functionality. So sneaker culture is this, you know, we're tying sneakers to an identity of who we are. It's a form of self-expression, and around that expression, you know, we find like-minded people that kind of join us in speaking this language of sneakers through expression. So, I mean, that's what we kind of mean by sneaker culture. And when we look at it in the SA, I mean, we're kind of talking, you know, I mean, it's predominantly this American idea, right? And when we think about it, about Michael Jordan and Nike and what they did in that sort of putting together sports and sneakers, and then very soon we had music kind of join the sneaker game. You know, so that is in essence what we talk about when we say sneaker culture.
No, and it's cool, and I mean it's become a thing, right? I mean, there's always and then you hit the nail on the head. It's almost, in my mind at least, it started with Michael Jordan and the Jordans and the Nike team up, and then eventually it became his own brand, and today people are still wearing their Jordans, right? And then there's a whole bunch of other celebrities that managed to jump onto that bandwagon very successfully. But something else that's come up, and it's, I guess, because it relates to the work that I'm currently doing, and also something that should be of concern to us, is this notion of conscious consumption, right? Not just being, making sure your stuff doesn't end up on landfills, that it's not doing environmental harm, right?
Yeah, 100%. So, look, I mean, the notion of sneaker culture, you know, it's almost like it's this pro-consumption idea, right? It's participating, getting the latest, you know, and part of that is, like, you know, I think we are seeing a little bit of a, you know, I don't want to say a change, but an addition to that culture through this conscious consumption lens, you know, and when you look at things like landfills and we see that in the sneaker space, you know, millions of sneakers land up in landfills every year, and most of them aren't shoes that should be really landing up there. And what we've seen is it's a big question mark on the care question, you know, and Sneaker Shack, you know, that's where we come in, is like we play this role in taking care of sneakers a lot better so we can reduce the impact on the environment through that conscious consumerism. You know, so we're saying, you know, take care of your shoes better instead of buying more when that's not necessary, or when that's not the time for a new pair. Yeah, what you'd rather do is take care of it, you know, a lot better than you would have today.
The capitalists are busy punching desks and kicking puppies as you speak. I mean, you're saying basically that I need to look after my sneakers for longer, keep them for longer, and all of that, and that's what you are doing at Sneaker Shack. Tell us a little bit more about your business model, how it operates. What is it that you are doing? How are you paying? How are you giving TLC to shoes?
Yeah, look, I mean, just on the capitalist point, you know, I think we've been chatting to a lot of these brands that are out there, and I think there's definitely a lot of, like, they don't really understand, because, but you know, Sneaker Shack has a business model. What we're saying, you know, that, you know, we now understand that sneakers are, you know, they no longer this a cheap purchase people make. I mean, for the most part, you're spending 1,000, 2,000 rand, 3,000 rand, you know, on a pair of shoes, and it's not a light purchase. This is something that people think, you know, incredibly hard about. And, you know, if we can play a role by establishing this business where we've got, you know, a pickup and delivery service. We've got 11 branches across Joburg, you know, for people to come in and say, hey, listen, I've got this wine stain, I've got this coffee stain, you know, my shoe will not look the same if this thing stays on here. You know, is it possible that, you know, like, you guys can remove it, and we are able to remove those things, which means people are able to enjoy that shoe for longer. I'm sure Josh will be better if she's, you know, you have a stain on it that doesn't, you know, it gets removed, or it's a very stubborn stain that doesn't move. You know, it kind of ruins the way you feel about the shoe. So, you wear it less and less. So what we're trying to do is, you know, really get people to enjoy their items by taking care of them in a much better way for much longer. That's the model.
That's awesome, man. And I see that, as all good businesses should, I see that you're expanding.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we realize that, you know, South Africans love good, clean shoes. And, you know, I think they also enjoying this idea of keeping things for, you know, a lot longer. You've spent some money on it, you know, you get to keep it for longer. So we've seen that validation in the product. You know, we think that product market fit. So I think just last week we launched, this week we launched two branches. We have our inaugural branch in Durban, which is opened, and then we've since opened in Waterfall. And next year is kind of the same. We're just looking to keep growing. I think we're looking at about 6 different branches again, but really also expanding on the online offering. You know, just making it a bit more convenient. Think of it as the Uber Eats for sneaker cleaning. You know, all you do is press the button. You know, we're there with the food, so we collect your shoes, and they're good to go. So it's been a really great ride for us, and it's really good to see that, you know, we're engaging with brands that are looking, at the sustainability model, you know, from a real impact point. And, you know, that's really great to know that, you know, we've been supported on that front too.
No, listen, I wish you well. I wish you all the best. I love the fact that you have a creative business that you've started here, something that, you know, I guess a lot of people are kicking themselves for this morning and saying, I should have thought about that. But no, it's absolutely stunning. And really, I think it's a wonderful concept. All the best to you, and to many more years of trade and helping people maintain those very expensive pairs of shoes that we end up buying. That was, of course, Lolo Ndlovu, founder of The Sneaker Shack. Makes absolute sense to me.